The Lord is good. Good God. Good God. Good God. Whew. Father, breathe upon your word. Open your heavens above us as a people today. Glorify yourself. Lord, please speak to somebody. Touch somebody's life today. Elevate somebody today. In Jesus' name. Amen. The title of my message today is Do Not Worry. Maybe I've had that title before. It doesn't matter. If I have had it before, put it 2018, Do Not Worry. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, do not worry for anything. Amen. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 9, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, this do, and the God of peace will be with you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to submit to us this morning that there is no better way to run your life than the way God has prescribed it in his word. There's no better way. You can't just be coming to church and not engaging the word of God. Amen. The word of God is so important. The benefit it delivers is bigger than the challenges you face. The Bible says in Psalm 119 and verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word of God is meant to be the direction of our lives. The word of God is meant to lead our actions. It's meant to point us in the direction that we should go. The word of God is the best prescription for living a good, productive, and peaceful life. And you will understand it before I'm done. The Bible says in Proverbs 13 and verse 13, it says, he who despises the word will be destroyed. Another translation says, he who despises the word will struggle. But he who fears the commandment will be rewarded. The Message Bible puts it in a very succinct and lovely way. It says, ignore the word and suffer. Honor God's commands and grow rich. And now when we talk about riches, anytime the Bible talks about riches, don't just think it's limited to money. You can have money and have no peace. What's the benefit of the money? It's useless. Hallelujah. I would rather have peace than have money. Praise the Lord. And money can buy peace. Money can buy good health. Money can buy sound mind. Praise the Lord. You see, when the word of God comes to us, we may not like what God says, but doing what God says has benefits. It carries a lot of benefits. And until we become aligned with the thoughts and the word of God, believe me, life will be full of anxiety. Life will be void of hope. This is our month of hope. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Anxiety leads to a life of constant worry. Constant worry graduates to disobedience. Then it graduates into chaos. Because from then on, you begin to believe a lie You begin to believe the lie of the devil. You begin to fight against the word of God. And before you know it, the word of God and the voice of God means nothing to you anymore. You just sit down there and receive the word of God. And not even receive it. You hear the word of God and not receive it. It just passes you by. It enters one here and goes out of the other. It's like pouring water on the back of a duck. And when you have sat under the word of God for so long and you are not benefiting, don't question the word. Question yourself. Your hypothesis cannot fault God's word. Your thinking cannot change the truth of the word of God. Multitude don't go in the direction of truth, but there is a remnant that will say, Lord, whatever you say is what I will do. And I'm one of those remnants. Are you committed? Are you committed to the word of God? Are you committed to doing the word of God? Because one thing I found out is commitment and the doing of the word of God emboldens you. It gives that's what gives me the boldness to say things I say, to do things I do, to act in the way that I act. Because I know there is no way that I'm going to act in obedience to the word of God that I'm going to end up losing. I can't lose. Praise the Lord. I can't lose. When we make our open of service declaration, it says there, I will not fail. I will not fall. I say it with emphasis because I know I can't fail. I know I can't fall. Because I'm committed to God. I'm committed to the word of God. There is nothing that can happen to me in this life that will make me turn my back against God. You know why? I have experienced him one-on-one too many times. My followership of God has nothing to do with what somebody else told me. It has everything to do with what I personally experienced with God. The times God showed up for me, when nobody else will show up. The times when nobody in my family believed that I have a future except for my mother. I've shared those stories here many times. My mother was on the verge of selling her house so that she can get a lawyer for me to get out of trouble. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. See, when you are committed to doing the word of God, victory, power, everyone releases it, and then it becomes your experience. Praise the Lord. In the beginning of this year, we said our watch scripture, Genesis chapter 12. I will make you great. I will make your name great. Do we still remember? You can't be great when you are anxious. Anxiety will not make you great. Tell me anywhere a great warrior lives and show me what they have done. Nothing. Nothing. Anxiety cannot make you great. Anxiety makes you grumpy. Anxiety creates more problems for you, especially health problems. People who worry and worry, suddenly they develop high blood pressure because they are over worrying. They are just worrying as if the worry would change the situation. If you've been to Rome, in St. Peter's Square is a statue. I'm sure you've seen it on TV or something or a magazine. There's this man that sat down and he's like this. How many of you have seen that? The worrying man, the worrying statue. He hasn't changed. He's still a statue. Praise the Lord. He's still a statue. He hasn't changed. Worry is not an action. Worry robs you of focus. You can't focus when you are worried. And you see, the thing about worry is, it starts with one thing. Before you know it, it draws to it other stuff. You start worrying about, oh, this, and then this will turn to this and that will turn to this, that, and that, and that. And before you know it, your worry plate is full. And it keeps on piling up. And then when your friend calls you, you know, this thing, you tell your friend, don't worry. Why? Because you are taking their worry from them. Don't worry. I'll worry it for you. Some people are specialists in worry. A songwriter said, why worry when you can pray? Prayer changes things. Worry changes nothing. Worry kills your hope. Before a man or a woman enters into the zone of worry, they have become hopeless. And they forget that there is no hopelessness with God. I've come to announce to you, Wisdom Assembly, today, that there is no hopelessness with God. There is no situation God cannot change. There is no circumstance God cannot change. No matter how bad it may be, God can change it. If Jesus died, and for 3 days he was in the grave, and he can rise again, there is nothing that God cannot bring back to life. Lazarus died for 4 days. God brought him back to life. The widow of Nain, she was going to bury her son. God brought her back to life. That widow of Zarephath, God brought her son back to life. There is no situation in your destiny that God cannot bring back to life. I have the testimony of a woman. She's been separated from her husband for 27 years. One day the husband came back. Today they are back together again. As husband and wife. And everybody would look at, oh, he's dead. That situation is dead. God can revive any situation. God can revive any. Don't, you see, I told you, don't give up on God and never give up on yourself. Don't. Everybody may have a sad story. That doesn't mean you end up your life with a sad story. God has good news for you. And this week, every day of this week, 7 days of this week, you will experience good news. 7 days of this week, you will hear good news. 7 days of this week, you will hear good news. I don't know who I'm talking to. This week, you will hear good news. Maybe you've never had good news this year. I prophesy to you that this week, this very week, before it is over, God will bring your good news to you. I say God will bring your good news to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Living a life of worry, what does it mean? It's more or less like saying there's nothing to live for anymore. You are taking it out of the hands of God and you are like, I'm in charge. I will do it myself. There are things you can do yourself. And there are things only God can do for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you allow worry rather than hope to take control of your life, let me tell you something. If you're a woman, no matter how much makeup you put on, you will lose your shine. Amen. No matter the quality of and the amount of the suit you wear, it won't fit. You will just see that one side is hanging like this. You know? And people will wonder. And you say, oh, it's Canali. But Canali, that doesn't fit. It's Canal. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You lose your luster. You lose your personality. You become hangry. You begin to fade. But I love the song the choir sang today. When you put yourself in that position of worship, guess what? Everything begins to fade away. Worry begins to fade away. Fear begins to fade away. Lack begins to fade away. Somebody shout hallelujah. When you are in the presence of God, everything that is not working fades away. They fade away into the background. Ask Jehoshaphat. How many army nations came against him? He was fretting. He went to God in prayer, and God says, Jehoshaphat, don't worry. You are not going to fight in this battle. Sometimes when God speaks to us, we are like, what, Lord, don't you understand? Oh, like somebody who's a pastor, you don't really understand what I'm going through. I may not understand it, but the truth remains the truth. What you are going through may be a fact, but the word of God is true. There is a way with God. And Jehoshaphat did not even know that there was a way with God. Until when God said, you won't fight in this battle, he must have been thinking, then how is it going to be solved? But then he entered into the zone of prayer. Maybe it was Prince with playing the keyboard that day, and it was wisdom voices singing, because they were not professional singers. They lined up in front and they began to sing, for the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Guess what? Then the armies of the enemy, they began to fight themselves. I prophesy to somebody today, if you learn to rise into the zone of worship, your enemy will fight themselves. They will tear themselves apart, and you will watch them destroy themselves. If you believe God, shout a good amen. A friend of mine sent me a video. Oh wow. There was this pack, this pride of lions. They caught this bull. They held the bull down. If you watch it, you will think, well, it's over for the bull. There were like six lions. Suddenly, they started fighting each other. They now left the bull. The bull just got up, quietly walked away, and the lions were still fighting themselves. I say your enemies will destroy themselves. Those who thought they have held you down, I say in the name of Jesus, God will give them a reason to destroy themselves. If you believe it, shout a good amen. Hallelujah. Oh, some people got it. They already got it. They already got it. That is why those who have shot an arrow against you and towards your family, let me tell you right now, he's eating them back. He's going back to the sender. He's going back to the sender. Every arrow of the enemy is going back to the sender. Everyone wishing you evil, evil is coming upon their head. Everyone digging a pit for you, they are falling into it themselves. If you believe it, say amen. There's nothing for you to fear as a child of God. There's nothing for me to fear as a child of God. If God be for you, who can be against you? Tell your neighbor and say, don't worry. Come on, say, don't worry. Worry doesn't bring solution. Worry doesn't bring solution. It adds more problem. Worry makes you think wrongly. It makes you see wrongly. Huh. Now, listen to me. Am I saying that problems are not real? Oh, problems are real. Problems are real. But Apostle Peter said, casting all your cares upon him. Why? He cares.
Tell your neighbor, say, God cares. He cares for you. He doesn't just care. He cares for you. You at the back, he cares for you. You on that side, he cares for you. Hallelujah. The burdens you are carrying, God said he's a burden bearer. He says he's a yoke destroyer. Cast it at the feet of Jesus. A songwriter said, leave it there. Just leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, you will surely overcome. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Somebody say, leave it there. No, listen to me. After you have left it there, don't find any reason to go and pick it up again, because you need a pity party. Who needs a pity party? I don't need a pity party. I need a celebration party. I need a party where I'm going to dance. I need a party where the choir will sing. And I will dance and I will jump. I will remove my coat and I will... Let me tell you something. My mom is here. She's number one dramatist. If we give her a chance, she will roll on this floor and roll in praising God. You see, one thing I see in my mother all the time is a heart of gratitude. She has a heart of gratitude. Always worshiping God, thanking God, appreciating God. Even yesterday, you were like, who am I that God will give me this grace? You know, I look at her, I'm like, is this woman really 90? I'm going to be 91. Maybe they didn't calculate it well. But a junior sister, same mother, same father, died just a couple of years ago at the age of 87. At the age of 87, my eldest senior sister, this August, she's going to be 68. So when you look at the ratio, you know it's correct. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, I saw my mother jogging. I said, Carl. At 91, she was like this. I can't remember the last time. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Problems are real, but solutions are real. And God is the solution. Amen. The truth of the word of God is the solution to that problem. It doesn't matter what the problem is. I have a role to play. You have a role to play. When Paul said, be anxious for nothing, he says, but by prayer, somebody say prayer. Somebody wonders, how do I pray? Just like you would tell your friend your problem. That's how you talk to God. You don't need to use Christianese. Sometimes you don't even, if you don't know the word of God to quote, you don't need to quote. It's your heart. Tell the Lord, Lord, see me, oh, look at me. You know my frame. You know where I am. You know my troubles. You know my situation. I need your help. I don't even know how to pray. I need your help. Prayer, I need your help is enough. Before you know it, the God I know, he will show up for you. Tell your neighbor, say, be anxious for nothing. Say, be anxious for nothing. Hallelujah. By prayer and supplication, he says, with thanksgiving. So after I have prayed,
After I have said everything I need to say to God, I have emptied my heart to God. I have told him all. God knows it, but he still wants you to come. Those that seek the Lord, those that seek him diligently, they will see that he's a rewarder. He's a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. And then you come to him. After you have told him everything, then you enter into the zone of thanksgiving. Then you begin to think, you begin to thank him. You begin to worship him. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you because that child has changed. I thank you because we have all sufficiency. I thank you because you are the sufficient God. I thank you because I can never be put to shame. With you on my side, all is well. Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory. That in this land, I will not be put to shame. That in this land, I will not be among the statistics. That in this land, you are going to open the windows of heaven. I want to thank you, O Lord. I want to bless your holy name. Because I know you are alive. I know you sit on the throne. You rule in the affairs of men. By the time you go about doing that, guess what? Suddenly the peace of God will garrison your heart. The peace of God. The Bible says the peace of God will stand guard. Come on. Put on the New King James Version. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4. Yes. Make your request known unto God. And then what? And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You won't understand it. Will do what? Will guard your heart. Let me tell you what it means to guard your heart. I hope I have time. Doctor, Brother Adigwa, come, quickly. Come. This is the peace of God. This is this man praying and giving God thanks. And then the peace of God comes. The peace of God stands guard. You know why? So that any evil thoughts that wants to bring worry, that God will do what? Will knock it off. When you have the peace of God, you don't worry about anything anymore. Because the peace of God is standing guard by your heart. Takes your heart and protects it. Because the issues of life proceed from where? From the heart. So the peace of God now does what? Stands guard. And shields away every arrow of worry that the enemy wants to put in your heart. I pray for somebody that this week the peace of God will stand guard for you in the name of Jesus. The peace of God will stand guard for you in Jesus' mighty name. I say you will not lose your peace anymore. And you will not lose your sleep anymore. I want to speak to somebody. You have not been sleeping well. From tonight, the Bible says that God gives his beloved sleep. I said, from tonight you are going to begin to sleep well. God gives his beloved sleep. Receive good sleep. Receive peaceful sleep. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Is somebody getting something? Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, don't worry. Don't worry. Another thing is, let's even say, you know, sometimes we don't really worry about today. We worry about the future, right? Now, because you are worrying about tomorrow, it's not going to change God's mind in the sense that it will not bring tomorrow today. No, what he's going to do tomorrow, he will only do it tomorrow. Amen? He says sufficient is the trouble of each day. Amen? Don't think about what to eat. Don't think about what to drink. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing will be added unto you. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, God will take care of it. Tomorrow, God is in control. Today, God is in control. Don't be frustrated about the day that has not arrived. Are you listening? Don't. My exam is tomorrow. And you are fretting. You are worrying. Instead of worrying, study. Instead of worry, do what? Study. Because when they give you the exam paper, professor, I was worried. You get zero. Study. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Your worry cannot do anything. Worry is a waste of time, and worry drains life out of you. And one thing I found out is, when you are hopeful, you won't have any reason to worry. Hopeful people have no reason to worry. What do? They give thanks. They give thanks. They just give God all the glory. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, God cares, and He cares for you. There are friends you have that you tell your problem to. They care, but they have no solution. And there are those who don't care and don't have solution, and yet you tell them your problem. They don't care because they have their own situation that they carry. God is the best person to speak to. Talk it over with God. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, talk it over with God. It does not matter what it is, talk it over with God. Hallelujah. Consistent prayer, consistent thanksgiving, they are your power tools that can change any situation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I face challenges in my life. I face challenges. As a matter of fact, every week I face a new challenge. And all I'm waiting for is just the peace of God. The moment I have the peace of God, I just go to sleep. My wife will tell you, when I say I want to sleep, I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping. I don't lie awake. I'm like worrying, oh, what's going to happen? This, that. The moment I commit it to God, Lord, you are in charge. You are in control. I enter into the zone of worship. And should you want to know, I am a worshiper. I worship God. I may not know how to pray too much, but I know one thing. I know how to worship God. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And when you have right standing with God, you have the peace of God, you have the joy of God. Guess what? Every other thing will fall in place. Every other thing. Did he not say, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord? The thought of good and not of evil. He's thinking good for you. God is thinking good for you. God is thinking good for you. He's thinking good towards your family. Let me tell you something. Maybe the teacher wrote a letter concerning your son and brings it home. You know, teachers sometimes, school teachers sometimes, they can be... You just wonder. You just wonder, what kind of a mindset does this person have that will not condemn your child and say, this one cannot? What? Who art thou? Oh, great teacher and mountain, you shall be moved. In Jesus' name. Before your very eyes, that same child will turn out great. God created every child in Wisdom Assembly great. There's a greatness DNA in every child in Wisdom Assembly. There's a greatness DNA in every child that you have here as a parent. There's a greatness DNA in all our children. If you believe it, say a good amen. Our children are created for greatness. Even those in the womb, they are created for greatness. They are created to make it. They are created to make a difference. And they are going to make it. They are going to make a difference. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, God is not worried about your future. Why are you worried about it? Why are you worried about it? The one who created you is not worried about your future. Why are you worried about it? Can you imagine if God can just open your eyes now and see the future He has for you? You just find out that you don't have any reason to worry at all. You sleep well tonight. The things you don't like eating before, you start eating them. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Lord God, be good. Lord, be glorified. Hallelujah. Time will fail me. Then Paul said, think on these things. The things that are true. There's only one truth, and that's the Word of God. Think on the Word of God. Instead of focusing on the problem, think on the Word of God. When God made everything, it was by His Word. He spoke it out. He declared it.
You can call your favor to come. And favor will find you, find your address, and knock on your door. Favor will follow your car and enter your vehicle with you. Favor will come into your bedroom with you. Favor will follow you to work. Those who look at you with evil eye before, they will start, they will just suddenly be smiling at you. Hallelujah.